The win streak for AHSDW was spiked by ACGC on Monday night as the Vikings fell to the Chargers 65-46. ACGC was able to jump out to a 27-9 lead at the end of the first quarter, which kept them ahead throughout the remainder of the night. The Chargers were led in scoring in the game by Lance Bundy, who had more than a dominant first half performance as he put down 16 points for a total of 22 points in the game overall. He may not have seen the same production in the second half, but he was a key in the Charger win.
He was feeling pretty good there in the first half. He did say he was starting to cramp a little bit in the calves, so I think that's what slowed him down a little bit in the second half. But really got us going in the first half.
Noah Kading also saw a lot of success in the night, not only at the free throw line, but also from the field, as he knocked down 16 points with 11 second half points in the night. The junior also was successful from the charity stripe, knocking in 7 of 8 free throws in the night, despite going into the game shooting just 50% at the line.
Yeah, he got into a position where, you know, he could get in the middle of the zone there and penetrate and got some fouls called and got to the line. And he struggled a bit from the free throw line so far this year. He's been getting there, just haven't been making them. I don't know what his percentage was tonight. I think he made all but one or two. So, he just does really well. He's probably our best at handling pressure. So we get in a situation like that, and really, like, you know, he's been playing more inside this year, which is new for him. We've got plenty of guys that can run the point. So, but when we get into a situation where there's pressure, we're usually gonna bring him out, and he's gonna be in some sort of tandem with either Jathan or Lance or somebody.
Sure.
ACGC knew that AHSDW was a team that was not only quick but physical. One thing that ACGC needs to focus on is their defensive presence while also putting more pressure on the lower posts. That is one way that Luke Sternberg was able to knock down 14 second half points as he put down 22 points in the night for AHSDW. The Vikings may have had Sternberg, but offered up no other player in double digits that offered an offensive threat to ACGC.
Thought maybe we should have got out here with a little more cushion, but also knew at the same time we're at their home court and they're scrappy and they're not just going to lay down and accept that we're ahead and let us just walk away with it. So right. It was good for our guys to have to deal with that kind of fight. We learned some things about in the game situation, so that was good.
ACGC is looking ahead to Friday as they will be taking on their conference rival Panorama. The Panthers just won their game on Monday, but had lost 3 of the last 4 up until that point. Panorama also features 3 players who averaged double-digit scoring through 5 games this year. This is a team that may look like an easy win on paper, but when it comes down to the play on the floor, that will be a different story.
You know, conference rivalry game, expect more of the same physicality. On paper, I think, you know, people think we should probably win, but same time, it's one of those games, like it's a rivalry game, and we always give each other our best shot regardless of who's supposed to be on better on paper that year. So they've dropped a game or two they probably shouldn't or feel like they shouldn't have, so I know they're going to have some pretty focused practice and they're going to be ready to go. So yeah, we'll just take these 3 days, make sure everybody's hydrating, staying healthy, and clean up some things in practice as far as conditioning, defense, late game situations. So I feel pretty good about where we're at, but yeah, I expect another tough fight on Friday.
ACGC plays this Friday at home against Panorama, while AHSDW makes the quick turnaround as they will take on Missouri Valley tonight at 7:30 at home. I'm Zach Callens reporting.